From Steven to the Door Podcast.
Samantha, what would be in?
Host Samantha P. Laguerre, and welcome back to another episode.
Kingdom citizens, welcome back to another episode. I hope you are all doing well. So I just wanted to get on the mic right quick and share this with you all. It's funny because I guess I'm going to make this a part three, and I wasn't going to post an episode this week, but as I am actually sitting here and doing my devotion, I don't know if I call it a devotion, but just in my study time with the Lord, I came across this scripture and I'm like, OMG, I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. It's really a part three to the last two parts that I posted on the podcast. I guess I'll start with this and then I'll go into exactly what I want to share. I feel like I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but sometimes I feel like I would get downloads and I feel like I would get things from God, but I don't like really have, I guess, basis for it. Like, I don't have all the evidence, I don't have all the facts, I don't have all the scriptures to kind of support what I'm hearing or feeling or sensing, right? And sometimes, like in the past, I will sit on things, and I still do that till this day, if I'm gonna be honest with you all. Like, I have things in my notebook that I've written, things that I've received, but I have not shared with the podcast, and sometimes not with anyone. I just keep that between me and God. But I'm learning to be, and I've been obedient, but when I say obedience, I mean just saying it when I hear it and feel it and know it, rather than like waiting for confirmation and waiting for other people to kind of say what I feel like I heard God tell me, and then feel like, okay, I have enough confidence now to share it because I've heard other living souls share a message that I feel like God has given me as well. So I'm just learning to be just obedient. Like, once I hear it, just do it, right? Because the whole thing of this year is listen and obey. So you have your ears attuned to God, listening for what he may want you to know, what he may want you to say, what he may want you to hear, and just obeying it once you hear it, and just literally moving on faith in that. And I want you all to listen to the message that I shared on Faith Is Not. It's a podcast episode that I released, I believe, in 2019. And in that episode, I was sharing with you all what faith is not, right? And I feel like in another episode, probably last year, I shared what faith is and how faith is not a wishful thing. Like, faith is not blind faith. It's not about, well, let me see. Like, I don't know. Faith is like specific. It's very strategic. It's precise in a way. I see faith as very scientific in the sense of like 1 + 1 = 2. And you stating 1 + 1 = 2 is faith. Like, who told you 1 + 1 = 2, but somebody told you 1 + 1 = 2? I don't know. That's what I've known. This is what I know. This is what I believe. 1 + 1 = 2, right? So when it comes to God, when it comes to his laws, when it comes to his ways, for example, me, I'm like, listen, I have faith that everything is working out together for my good, right? Like, that's just what I know. It's not something that I wish. It's not something that I hope. I hope everything is working out together for my good. It's not something that, okay, well, let me take this step and hope everything worked out. No, I'm like solely like convinced that everything is working out together for my good. And that is faith, right? And so as described in scripture, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. That's how I remember it. I don't even know if I quoted it correctly, but the definition of faith that I have, that I guess base my life on, is that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so if God spoke it and I move on when he spoke, then that is faith, right? So that's how faith comes to me. It's by when I hear God and I move on what God says. And so it's not based off what somebody else tells me. Like, somebody else can tell me something and that's cool. That's a suggestion. And if I do what they said, that doesn't necessarily mean that's faith. If I do what social media is telling me or what the algorithm is trying to get me to see and do, that's not necessarily faith, right? It's just maybe a feeling. It may be something that came. But I believe that if it's God spoken, if it is something that I heard from God, if it is found in his scriptures and you really understand what the scriptures are saying, and so you really hear God through the scriptures, when you act on that, that is faith. So that's my understanding of faith, and that's how I walk in faith in my life. So I say all that to say that the last two episodes that I've posted has really been me just moving on faith, right? Like, I heard God say it, so I shared it. As I was sharing, I would get the scriptures. As I was sharing, I would get the examples and the analogies. And so I think even in the last episode, I was like, oh, like, thank you, Holy Spirit, because I just got this as I'm speaking it, right? So that's where I'm at right now, where it's a matter of just really sharing what I hear and sharing what I sense and just having faith, because I believe that it is God that spoke it to me. So the reason why I wanted to do this episode is because as I was studying, I read this scripture, and it has nothing to do with, you know, the episodes or anything like that. It's just simply what I'm reading on my own time. And I've been in the book of Romans. And I just read this and I'm like, oh my goodness, God, like, this is scripture. This literally backs up and support for what I've been sharing the last 2 weeks on the last two episodes. And I want to share this because I want it to make sense as to what I was trying to communicate yet again, just to clarify any confusion that anyone might have had, because I've been talking about not pretending, like, not just doing something because everyone else is doing it, and yet maybe you don't feel, you know, convinced about what you're doing, but you pretend because that's what's acceptable. And so you act in such a way that is acceptable, but truly in your heart, you desire to do something else. Or maybe, you know, something is deemed as a sin and something is deemed as bad. And to you, it doesn't seem that bad. And but you do it anyways, because you're just pretending, right? So in Romans 14, and I'll read from verse 22, and I'm reading from the NIV version. This is what the scripture says. So whatever you believe about these things, keep them between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. And really what I want to emphasize is verse 23. So I'll read it again. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. I'm like, when I read that, I'm like, OMG, like, that wraps up so perfectly what I've been trying to communicate the last 2 weeks. And hopefully, as I, you know, release this message and this episode, you're like, Samantha, I got you the last two times, and this really solidified the message that I felt like I received from you the last two times. And I hope that's the case. But I definitely wanted to share that, because the last verse 23 of chapter 14 of Romans really is what I was trying to get out, right? Which is that when you're not operating from that authentic place, like, and that place that comes from the heart, the place that you're like, God is within me, and I just don't feel like I need to do that, or I just don't feel like I'm supposed to do that, but you don't do it, or you do it anyways, you're not being authentic. And so therefore you're not really walking in faith, and you're not doing that thing in faith. And it says anything that you don't do in faith is sin. So when you're pretending, you don't realize that you're actually in sin. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. And so even to give you a little bit of context of chapter 14, and I advise that you go and read Romans 14 for yourself. And I'm reading, and I'm actually doing my study right now. And so there may be some ideas and some thoughts that are not fully developed, but I'm going to share it anyways, and just know that God will fill in the gaps. But in chapter 14 of Romans, it was talking about, and I feel like there's more depths to just the whole eating and drinking, maybe analogy that Paul was speaking of. I think that there's deeper meaning to it. And so that's what I'm about to kind of sit with God and discover. But right now, just for the sake of this episode, in chapter 14, it was talking about how, you know, if you are fully convinced that something is unclean in terms of food or drink, then that's you, right? And if someone else believes that it is clean, then that is them, right? We should not be in contempt with one another. We should not judge one another for what one deems is clean or what one deems unclean. And then within this context, based off the text, in terms of food and drink, right? And it says that if they truly believe, and here, and this is me paraphrasing it, if they truly believe that it is not right for them to do something, then let them be that. Like, they're going to be justified in that. Like, God sees them, and everyone is going to be judged at the end of the day. And if you truly feel like it is good, then you don't need to go into argument with them. Just, you feel like it's good, then it's good for you, right? And so that's kind of the context of Romans 14 here. And it's like, you don't need to go back and forth with your brother or sister, right? Like, just seek to just do everything that leads to peace and mutual edification. And then in verse 22, which I just read, in 23, it's talking about, so that's the context of the scriptures that I read. It's talking about when one maybe wants to eat meat and somebody wants to eat vegetables. Like, okay, if you want to eat meat and you feel like meat is okay to eat, then that is you. You're good, right? And if you feel like eating vegetables is the right thing to do and eating meat is not, then let that be that. Like, you're good there too, right? As long as it's coming from a genuine, authentic place, like it's coming from what you're fully convinced about and what you feel truly convicted about. And so in this context, and how I want to wrap up the last two episodes that I've been sharing, and I'm sure more things are going to come from that idea and that concept, and me reiterating the fact that I do not want us living this life and walking around here pretending to be convicted about things that we're not truly convicted about, and being convicted about something and acting as though we're not truly convicted about it. You're not walking from this authentic place. You're not walking from this, you know, conviction. Like, you're not living your life in complete conviction. And if you're not walking your life in complete conviction, then you're not walking in faith. And if you're not walking in faith, then that means you're living in sin. You don't realize that. And so that's what I wanted to share, because I'm like, listen, it's not right. I feel like it's a slap in Jesus's face, and you're gonna be frustrated. And I've learned that when it comes to living in sin and being in sin, it's a frustrating thing, because by nature, like the way God created us, can't say by nature, but by the way God created us to be in right standing with him and to truly experience heaven here on earth, we can't be in sin. Like, we cannot like habitually like remain and be in sin, because it's gonna create friction in terms of that experience that we truly desire, which is that joy that comes from the Holy Spirit, that righteousness and that peace. And so living in that state where you are pretending to like certain things or pretending to want certain things, it's inauthentic, and it's not you really walking out in faith. It's you pretending. And I remember this quote, not sure who quoted it, God does not bless who you pretend to be. And I remember hearing that for several years now, and I don't think I really truly understood it to where, or to the level of understanding that I have about that now. And I feel like that again wraps up the last 2 weeks of what I've been trying to communicate. Like, God is not going to bless who you pretend to be. Even when it comes to pretending, I think that sometimes with pretending, you can draw in a certain crowd, or you can draw in certain people based off your act, based off what you're pretending, but there's not going to be any true fulfillment in those relationships or in those environments, because you're only there by false pretenses and not true genuineness, right? So because you're there by false pretenses, you're always not going to feel like you belong. You're always going to feel like something is wrong. Like, I have to keep up this act, because if I don't, they're going to find out that I'm a fraud, right? And so it's never a good feeling. And now you're literally in sin. So what was the whole point of it? So what I want us to understand is that God is in the business of us being true, of us being genuine, and of us truly living in faith, meaning that we're literally living by our convictions. When you live out your life based off of your convictions, based off of what you truly believe, right? The beginning of this episode, I said, listen, I really believe that everything is working out together for my good. I don't care what situation I may be in. Like, I don't care how it looks like. I don't care if people think that I'm confused and people are looking at me like, Samantha, like you just said yesterday you wanted this, now today. Yeah, yep, exactly. You're right. Yep. Mm-hmm. But I believe that everything is working out together for my good, because I understand that man can make their plans and, you know, we can plan our way, but God is going to order our steps. I truly believe that. I am truly convicted in that. And so if I make a decision today and I make that decision based off of the convictions in my heart, I believe that God is ordering my steps and everything is working out together for my good, because I have been called by God and I am living according to his purpose. And so that is my true conviction. That is what I truly believe about really walking in faith, because it says that if you have any doubts, then you're condemned. So if I go and grab the apple and in my heart, I truly feel like I don't need apples, I need oranges, but I go grab the apple but I have doubt, right? I'm double-minded about it, not truly convicted about it. Then I've condemned myself. And let's look up what condemned means right quick. Condemned, it's just the expression of very strong disapproval. The action of condemning someone to a punishment or sentencing. So it's like you're literally like, I'm a sinner. Like I'm this, I'm that. Like literally making yourself to be guilting yourself, shaming yourself by doing something that you truly don't feel convicted about doing, and yet you do it under false pretenses. Because the notion, and I think the way we even judge each other and view each other, and when I say judge, I don't mean judge in a unfair manner. I think that by being human beings, that we're always judging one another. I think we judge situations. I think we judge things. We have eyes and senses. And so I think it's almost natural to do so. But I see it as more so of a partial judgment. I don't think that we should be out here condemning anyone. And I think that if you're in a practice of condemning yourself, then you're going to find it a habit to condemn others. So if you want to sort of fix that about yourself, again, not pretending, but actually not wanting to do that because maybe you do feel convicted about maybe condemning others, then I would advise that you stop condemning yourself. And it shows us here that if you do the things that you doubt, but yet you still do it, you're condemning yourself. So stop doing these things that you have doubts about and truly get faith about it. Truly be convicted about the things that you desire to do and what you want to do. So that way you're no longer in a habit of condemning yourself. So that way you don't have to condemn others, right? Going back to the judgment aspect, I think that we all judge things and people and situations. I don't think personally that that's wrong. We as humans are naturally going to see things and sense things and automatically make some sort of judgment. I think we do that to kind of protect ourselves and to know, you know, what we must do. Like, for example, if I'm standing before a body of water and I have a snapshot of the area and I remember seeing a sidewalk, you know, I judge the situation and I judge what's taking place, right? And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to fall in the water, so let me go on the other side and find the sidewalk. You know what I mean? Like, so even when it comes to people, it's like, okay, from the looks of it, maybe I shouldn't tell this person about this right now because they might snap on me. Like, you know, we're all judging situations because we want to do the best thing for us to keep us safe, right? So I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that's bad. I think that when we try to condemn people, that's wrong. Or maybe I can't blanketly say if something is right or wrong in those terms, but maybe it's not beneficial, right? But I do think that it's fine to, you know, have partial judgments. As long as you have the understanding that God has the final say and he is the final judge, I don't think that there's an issue with us making partial judgments on people, situations, and things. Now, I'm trying to understand why I even shared all of that. I'm sure there was a point to it. I just can't remember because I'm talking right now and can't remember the things that led up to me sharing that part. But all in all I want to say is that I was so happy to see that scripture and felt like I needed to share that part to, again, provide support and evidence to what I was sharing, but for us to truly understand what I mean by how it's a frustrating thing to be walking and living out in this world and in this life and not be truly authentic. And the authenticity comes from truly that conviction. I remember where I was going with this. So when you are living and making decisions based off of your convictions, you then are going to attract people and situations into your life that are conducive for you, in a sense, because you're living based off of your convictions, and people can see that. But if you're pretending to do certain things, not because you're convicted by them, not because that's your heart, that's not because what you genuinely desire, then you're going to attract and you're going to bring into your life certain situations that is for that type of thing that you're putting out there, if that makes sense. And so we just want to make sure that we're being authentic and we're being true and walking and living in this life based off of our convictions, okay? And not have to continue to be in certain positions and places based off of false pretenses. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you all, and just emphasize the fact that, again, in everything that does not come from faith is sin. I encourage you to go read the scripture. I encourage you to really sit with what I've been sharing for the last 3 weeks, because it has been changing my life. And so my prayer is that it will change your life as well. And honestly, I'm convinced and I'm convicted on the fact that it will change your life, as long as you have the ear to hear what it is that I am sharing and what it is that I am trying to communicate with you all. And so that's what I wanted to share. I guess that is a part three to the last two episodes and two part series that I've done the last 2 weeks. Kind of close it up. I think it's closing it up. I don't know what God may want to add more to that, but that's what I wanted to share with you all. And I hope that I was able to share a perspective that you didn't already have and really solidify what I have been sharing the last 2 weeks. All right. Well, I won't keep you long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. You know, I love you, but Jesus loves you so, 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 so much. Talk to you soon.